Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
J360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bites here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is up? Time for another week. Let's get it all started. You know how the mini bites are. The mini bites let you know how everything is going down. And I am your host, J-Man, of course, and this is episode 237. Oh, man, it feels so good to be back, y'all. I've been very, very busy these last few days, but let me just tell you this. That's just nature of the beast. I mean, the new year is here, and it's time to get started again. And, you know, like, when it comes right down to it, the more and more I work on J360 Productions as a whole, the more I realize that I have other outlets and reaches. You know what I mean? It's not just, like, Mixlr, Red Circle, and, and then Amazon Music. Hell, I think I'm on Deezer, too. I know that the YouTube outlet is just working well for us now. Not just YouTube, but YouTube Music. And then, of course, we also have Spotify, which, for better or worse, I know how, like, I really feel about Spotify. I don't care for it, but I know that you guys are going to need another voice other than the Joe Rogan podcast to listen to. So it's a good thing for the Mini Bites and the J-Man Show to be on Spotify. And I will go ahead and I will push those links just like I push all the other ones. But, you know, just like anything else, it's getting to the point where there's, I think I'm just about everywhere. It's just that, you know, I know it, but you all need to know it. And that's the beautiful part about the whole syndication rules around here lately. So I'm just glad that we're getting into more avenues and people are actually picking up the shows and listening in. And, you know, before anybody asks, what about that ad revenue, Jay? Well, yeah, that helps too. But let me just tell you this. The most important thing is that you all are accessing the shows and getting a full, you know, a full picture of J360 Productions, which is what it's supposed to be. Hell, I mean, we're even on Rumble, so, you know, nothing can stop us unless I say so, you know, and I'm saying don't stop. Speaking of which, I am going to be doing some more streaming tests this week. But, however, for those of you that need to know about this, because of course you do, the YouTube streaming will always be first. Alright? No matter how things go, because I know Twitch is kind of going through it. I heard Kick is, like, in this, you know what, honestly, these are rumors. But sometimes it's always, like, one outlet's not doing so good, the other outlet's doing great, the other outlet's not doing so good, and then there's one outlet that's not even in business anymore. It's always, it really comes down to whoever the hell is doing the talking. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when I cover politics on the J-Man Show and stuff like that. Sometimes you realize, like, what is scummy when you go do your own research about it. But if you keep listening in and keep hearing rumors left and right about things, it's always going to be a problem. And you're never really going to get that real truth until you see, like, your own research and all that kind of stuff. Which is why, like, you know, the syndication upgrade that I'm doing is actually the most important thing, because I need to know, like, where you guys are listening, how many of y'all are listening to it, what devices you use, because that's very important, you know? The analytics of that is important because, like, you know, that helps the show become better, stronger, and more efficient. Optimization is very important. That is a big goal this year. In addition to, like, you know, a lot of stuff in social media just isn't hitting like it used to. You know what I mean? Like, there were times where I was posting the new episodes, and because of the subject matter of J-Man 358, I noticed that a lot of licks and a lot of clicks were not taking place. I totally made that up, by the way. I noticed that a lot of clicks were not taking place because of the subject matter that was covered, and the algorithm did not want to see about that. And when the algorithm did not want to see about that, of course, you know, it tried to censor things until I go ahead in there and I actually actively share the links out to people. And then, of course, you know, last week was kind of weird because we were using the Weekend Rush link instead of the actual, you know, normal time that we're usually running with the shows. Because things usually start on Tuesdays, and last week started on, what, like Thursday? So, yeah, you know. But, you know, it's like this. That's why it's really important to make sure, like, you have the actual day and you have the actual times so that we can all meet up, do what needs to be done. Like, you guys can actually join me on the Mini Bites Live. You can actually join me on the J-Man Show Live. I mean, for the J-Man Show, I actually prefer for people to be in the room listening, and I prefer people to actually, you know, ask questions, send me something across on the hotline at 240-903-1634, because it's very important for me to hear back from you guys, even though sometimes it's like, seems like I don't want to hear from nobody, you know what I mean? Misinformed people? Not so much. The ones that bathe in it, that is. I do want to hear from people that actually are informed and would like to talk about things. And, you know, it's all about connections and everything. Especially as we grow as a community. Because I want the J360 Legion to grow even more stronger than ever. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that I have the Legion Hall on social media. And which, by the way, it's cool to see that. But I would really like to see, you know, where we can all meet up at, you know what I mean, which is why the Discord is there. And as I'm working on fine-tuning the Discord, that'll be all set and ready for those of you that want to join into it and be a part of something bigger than Meta, because I think Meta is getting rid of fact-checking and going for community pages and all that stuff, which, understandable, it seems like it empowers the people to actually correct things that are involved in the community and stuff. But then you got to realize, like, well, how is social media ran? By people just as flawed as you and me. So that's not going to really be the end goal and the answer for things, much in the same way of having a fact-checking AI and all that kind of stuff. Which, you know, as per usual, it's like this. You really should look over the things that you hear from and see what certain people are telling you and stuff like that. You really should pay attention to different things that take center stage and all. Because, I mean, like I say, people are doing it nowadays without integrity, and they're doing it with a lot of lying, a lot of buzz feeding, and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, every nasty, dirty trick in the book usually gets more clicks and attention, doesn't it? See what I'm saying? It's just like, you gotta think about that sometimes. But, outside of all of that, though, the adventure continues, and J360 production is going for new reaches and new waves, because, like I said, the old ways are not going to do it anymore, but the new ways are just there to go ahead and make it more efficient and more effective. I've noticed that some people have told me that they've had problems with Mixlr as of late. I'm going to tell you this, Mixlr is doing a lot of upgrades for itself. I mean, there are some good people that run this website, and like when they do these things, it's kind of like dealing with Windows, you know what I mean? It's going to show up one way or another, and you are going to have to go through an upgrade no matter how you feel about it. But usually I think it's for the best things, best laid plans, because, you know, things have gotten faster with the program, at least on my side. Not to mention people are actually accessing the channel a lot better. And then, of course, there's other ways for me to access other web radio stuff. So there's a lot of new things that they're trying to do. And I'm just saying, I hope it all works out. But if they start acting like Spreaker, believe it or not, we have another place to go. So don't you worry about that. Matter of fact, I made sure of that right away. And for those that been wondering about certain things, like, because Mixlr only gives you a handful of episodes, you'll probably just get a lot of new episodes and new broadcasts here on Mixlr, whereas the original and older episodes are on Red Circle. So they work in conjunction with each other. If you are a big-time J360 Productions fan and you don't want to go through the exclusive page on Ko-fi, which you can, like I said, a lot of this stuff is open to you. I'm just letting you know where we're going with this. Red Circle is like the best one for you all because, yeah, while you may have to deal with ads, you get like the full gist of J360 content And, you know, you just get to enjoy yourselves on there and you don't miss a beat because new episodes land on there after Red Circle. So, I mean, after Mixlr. So, just letting you know how all this stuff works. And I also know that some of y'all have went over to Amazon Music, which, by the way, how you guys like the interface over there? It's pretty good, isn't it? Not bad, right? So, like I said, if you hate Spotify, there's always a place to listen to the J360 Radio. And then not to mention, if you love J360 Productions in general, with the radio and the TV division, please do check out the YouTube channel. And don't you worry, I am working on a way to improve the way you see things. So, yeah, just step by step, day by day. And, you know, we're going to get this whole thing together the way it needs to be. Because everything is coming into play nowadays. And I really hope that I'm giving you guys the best content I can. Because that is the major goal for the whole 12 months that we got to do. We're going to run the basis again. Speaking of which, as for the J-Man Show, still going strong, of course, and I gotta let you all know this, right? I meant what I said. I do not regret anything I cover on that series. You're gonna have to take the real talk, y'all. I mean, that's just the way we're gonna grow as a people, and, you know, it's like this. If I talk about crazy Trump and all the rest of them and stuff, you just need to know about it, and you just gotta take it. Because, see, the truth is, I talk about history all the time. And I want everybody to understand this. If we keep censoring ourselves and we keep dumbing ourselves down, you know, we're not going to improve. That's just regressing in the worst possible way. That's trying to make everybody feel good. You don't want to make everybody feel good. You want to go ahead and you want to talk about what happened and where we can improve. And then everybody achieves better. That's what you want. You know? But, like I said, the J-Man Show is going to keep going on because we are 9 seasons in on that, and we got to get to season 10. Speaking of which, the Mini Bites is about to get to their new season come the 19th of this month. It'll be season 6 by then. And then, of course, there's Jams. Yes, J360 Jams is happening this week. Jams 105 is all set and ready to go. There's still room for at least 4 more tracks, I will say. But, you know, I need to have them in by at least this Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Otherwise, you have to wait until Jams 106. But like I said, we are on the road to Jamiversary 5 regarding that series. So a lot of great things are happening. Speaking of which, as for the Power Play, the Power Play's coming back this week. Yup, there's a lot of cool stuff about to happen with that series, y'all. I have seen it. I have worked on it. Yeah, we're about to go ahead and take care of some loose ends on that one. And as for Project Conference is coming back in February. And you will all that are on the listing for it, you will see something in your email at least by the end of this month. Just to get things rolling again. So, yeah, that's quite a bit. And then speaking of which, not next week, but let's just say like, would you guys prefer the first week of February to be a Jams TV week? If you do, let me know about that. Send me some stuff because I have 3 music videos in already. And I need 7 more to go. And then we got a full episode. And we're ready to go with it. And if I get 10 episodes, and if I get 10 music videos by that time, and we're going to be set to go with that one. All right? And as you know, like, Jams TV episodes are a Saturday affair, so that would mean Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern in the afternoon will always be for Jams TV. Okay. Letting you know how this stuff is working out, baby. I hope you all are excited, because I know damn well I am. And my God, this is going to be great. Oh, man, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Like, I've been working on some cool stuff for y'all, and, you're going to love it. Speaking of which, for those of you, like I said, hold on to those hotline numbers, because one day we're going to do a nice test here for, like, the, let me say, it's not really a resurrection, but at the same time, it's going to be something for another series that I do have. It's coming back this year, and, I wish I could tell you all right about it now, but like I said, make sure you understand and hold on to the hotline number, which once again is 240-903-1634. All right? I know it's kind of a lot of things to toss at you guys, but it is. But see, the thing about it is, y'all, we were going to go ahead about this stuff. I let you know that I have my own Mission 2025 going on here, and that's what we're going to run with. Speaking of which, like I said, we have a full week of J360 Radio happening again. And the J-Man Show, yes, for real, is happening tomorrow at 10. We're going to make stuff happen, y'all. But I need y'all to take care of yourselves. Stay tuned to see what's what. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.